Host men of Varanda, O conqueror of the foe, all living entities are born into delusion, bewildered by dualities arising from desire and hate. The real constitutional position of the living entity is that of subordination to the Supreme Lord, who is pure knowledge. When one is deluded into separation from this pure knowledge, he becomes controlled by the illusory energy and cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The illusory energy is manifested in the duality of desire and hate. Due to desire and hate, the ignorant person wants to become one with the Supreme Lord and envies Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pure devotees who are not deluded or contaminated by desire and hate can understand that Lord Sri Krishna appears by his internal potencies. But those who are deluded by duality and designs think that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is created by material energies. This is their misfortune. Such deluded persons symptomatically dwell in dualities of dishonor and honor, misery and happiness, woman and man, good and bad, pleasure and pain, etc. Thinking, this is my wife, this is my house, I am the master of this house, I am the husband of this wife. These are the dualities of illusion. Those who are so deluded by dualities are completely foolish and therefore cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Yeah. saw him. So Prabhupada says that real constitutional position of the living entity is that of subordination to the Supreme Lord. Who is pure knowledge? So Prabhupada said, opposite of pure knowledge is moha. He's saying somewhere.
Anxiety,
But one is spiritual platform, this is going to be anxiety, no tension, no birth, no death, no disease, no overseas. If there are many hospitals, you know, they cannot treat somebody from this. They cannot assure you. But Krishna consciousness can assure them. No more birth, no more death. No more old age, no more disease. Why? You will get a spiritual body. After this body is destroyed, before this body is destroyed, practice Krishna consciousness. Though it may be body, this body is the best bargain. Best use of the bad bargain. This has to one day die. Sometimes misery also there. We practice Krishna consciousness, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, that moment I know that I am spirit, I belong to the spiritual world, come from the Supreme Spirit, my gain is, I am Krishna Das. That is what, again, showing as a great devotee, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God himself, Krishna, is saying. He is saying that what is gain? That constitutional position, what? Gain is that. Jiva's Swarup hoy Nitya Krishna Das. Krishna is the, our eye and mind is very ignorance, I is body. I am Indian, I am American, I am man, I am woman, I am doctor, I am sannyasi, I am so and so. All relates to Upadhi. Upadhi. When Sarvupadhi, Vinir Muttam, I am free from all this ego, false ego, I am servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord Krishna and his pure devotee, then this is knowledge. Asanga Aham Purusha, I don't belong to this material Lord, I am spirit. I belong to the spiritual Lord, that spiritual activity. What is that? Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Saranam, Varchanam, Vandanam. 64 items out of that. 9 is most important. And among 9, 2 are. They get most. Say. When we ask, how we can get devotee? Then he say, well, my Guru Maharaj, the great devotee, and people come and used to preach to them for hours and hours. I will sit down and hear hours and hours. So he said also, as I did, as I took the words of spiritual master. Though I did not know, I could fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at least to some extent. My Guru Maharaj, I didn't have anything. Send you all wonderful boys and girls of America and Western world. You didn't know me, I didn't know. Over the solar hell. It was emotion. Stop the books. But my Guru Maharaj, Krishna has got a plan. You didn't know. So you didn't know me, I didn't know. You didn't see me, I didn't see you. It's all God's telling me. So we, together, we try to serve. We feel the desire of my Guru Maharaj. He sent him kindly all these you nice, wonderful boys and girls from America. So you have got at least fulfill the desire, but at least to some extent. Now, if you also, as I did, take the words of the spiritual master very seriously and try your best, your life will be sublime. You will make so much difference. What's the emotion? You get very emotional. See, I didn't think first this will happen. When I did not send you all. Pova loved. So Pova loved them very much. And got this done in 10 years. You have seen this. So we are now enjoying good, nice building. Nice, very good food. Nice building, nice temple, nice guest house. It's only for the world. I believe. And we belong to the spiritual world, we are spirit soul. And that's why all bright faces showing no tension, no anxiety, no fear. And if you practice nicely what Prabhupada said, then we can also bring so many people to Krishna consciousness. So physically Prabhupada we don't see in our physical vision. We carry out Prabhupada's order, we feel his presence. And we feel, we find so many people are coming still to Krishna consciousness. Because they are carrying out Prabhupada's order, Prabhupada's disciple. Even disciple taking responsibility of top responsibilities. Difficult. And things are going on, this has to go, coming 10,000 years. So much must see. Simply by preaching and doing our sadhana nicely and preaching, and to fulfill the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Priya Sacharya, if we give up this false ego, I am this, I am that, then they will help us. Upa say, I am worthless, something like that. After praying to Krishna, Markini Bhagavatana, I have come here in this land. Now Krishna, you brought me here. Now make me dance as you like. Most wretched follow someone. This, that, Upa. Upa actually means it. That means he is not like that. But Upa means, Upa actually is teaching us, we should feel like that. Isn't it? Now we can ask ourselves, are you free from false ego, thinking ourselves, we are so fallen, worthless, but do our best. Krishna, I am doing my best. Our Vibhya Sacharya, please help me. I am trying to do some service. What you say, make sadhana, get up early in the morning, go around nicely, come to Manalati, take only prasad, go by the devotee, and discuss Krishna Katha, evening also, attend function, and the rest of the time try to push on this movement, which our leaders are trying to do. And those who are cooperating in this purpose, and movement is going on, just to go, look at them. Who will do it? Those who follow over the instruction, they will do it. They follow the previous archers, try to complete their desire under their instruction. As Baba said, Baba showed you how to do it. Now we have to simply follow. What you have to say? Bhagavan, my dear Lord, Amar Bolya, nothing belongs to me, I understand. I am your servant, Manasa Dehavya, my body, my mind, my family members, wife, children, all this, not mine, but as a matter of duty, I am managing all this, is all Krishna. Krishna, it is all yours. You gave me this as wife, children. I am trying to make them Krishna conscious and engage them in your service. So he said, Jetine Grihe Bhajana Dekhi, when I see all my family members, I become Krishna conscious. Then, Grihe the Guru Bhai, at once you think it's a spiritual world. So nice. So simple. You simply have to accept. So, as long as I think I am this body, I am Bengali, I am Indian, I am Russian, I am sannyasi, all these things, false ego, and then I am mine. So do not have to say, make it, I, Krishna Das, and mine, is doing by master. And so, serve Krishna, make everybody Krishna also. Then at once, you are a spiritual brother. And use everything in service of Krishna, because everything belongs to Krishna. So he said, single. And very nice, very simple in that verse. And what is moha? We were saying. The word moha is very important in this verse. Moha refers to that which is opposed to knowledge. Knowledge is, I am not this body. Knowledge is, I am servant of Krishna. Krishna is the ultimate master, eternal master, we are eternal servant. Moment, I think, I become one with Krishna, moment I think, desire, dhanam, janam, sundarim, kavitam, even Amju, become one with God, we are envious. We are envious of Krishna, we want to become God. Last snare of Maya. Ravan, Kamsa, who is God? I am God. Then, we have Naksha. After all this gold rush, El Dorado? There's a lot of gold, they say, South America. Who was saying, Ravan's brother used to live here, and Ravan brought gold from there to Sri Lanka and made golden palace. The eye and mind, everything what I see around is meant for my enjoyment. So, then let us exploit all these things. That is what we are doing, material world, all living entities, Bhogasari. This is all Krishna. The moment you using in Krishna service, even in if you are eligible, Krishna can give this whole world in 18 days. You can take over this one. But since you are not perfect, Krishna knows you may misuse or something. I don't know how to say. The detail is not giving. I remember early days used to think that I believe you will take over whole world. Is gone. That is when I entered. That we are going to know, whole world will be under. And in America, some senator said to us that ISKCON, this Krishna consciousness, Hare Krishna, is expanding in such a way, like it looks like epidemic. Maybe one day they will take over. So to us, from this, we try to think the impact of Krishna consciousness on the most powerful country. See, on the mass. Even senator is saying like, but that is why I say, if you become Krishna conscious, you are, if the whole world follows you, you are supreme power. You can't follow, it is easy. You can preach and easy. You make whole world Krishna conscious and very easy. To take the whole world. I mean, make whole world Krishna conscious. So again he said, you are like multi, skyscraper, whole world is there. Everybody is complete. We are in jinn, everybody is in jinn. You are dressing like boy, whole world is like that. So why not? I mean, suppose as what I told Indians, come, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said this thing, you have got four sons, please give some son. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said this, I will make him Krishna consciousness and send him upstairs to Maharaj. After all, they have to, in the material world, they have to struggle, get married, maintain. What is the use of becoming Brahmins, Sadhus? The Bhagavad Gita, I thought, okay, they are copying America. I said, okay, let's go to America, make these boys and girls Krishna conscious, and bring them here to Bhagavad Gita. Some become, and there also, some saw, many, all these are there becoming Krishna conscious, chanting, dancing. And Bhagavad sometimes would say, so why you have come here? Unless India become technological. But is that you have come here, take something, yes? Do you know why I have come here? I have come here to give something. That is better position, isn't it? Again, he said, what Hare Krishna you do to this India? Over trying to enlighten. So also others. Say, this is your culture. We are smelling. Why you are not cooperating with them? You come, our gurus. So in India. Very nice. Come to know this is, we are responsible, we have no obligation to our father, mother, demigod, this, that. You're simply pouring water to the root of the tree, this is knowledge. And branches, leaves, twigs, all are nourished. So you simply serve Krishna and make everybody Krishna conscious, family member. The whole world become free. Then we can have a different world, free from anxiety, tension, more peaceful, more joyful. That is what I see. Somebody saw Bhagavad's picture, he said, here is a person, Bhagavad's a pure devotee. The person, he can make a house where the whole world can live peacefully and joyful. That is his, that is the united nation. That is the spiritual world. So he's saying that, no, actually, real knowledge is that understanding that every living being is eternally a servitor, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Swami, of the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Jiv Krishna Das, Evishas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said Jivesh Sulu, the constitutional groups are living in his servant of Krishna. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Jiv Krishna Das, Evishas, material world is full of misery, but they told it is nobody can avoid. Up to Brahma. But if he is convinced, Krishna is supreme person of the Godhead, he is our master. At once he is a pure, at once he is advanced devotee. Because at once, take it from me. Because take it from me, at once you are advanced devotee. If you have conviction that Krishna is the supreme person of the Godhead. our business is to serve Krishna. He advanced, you are advanced. Take it from Augustine. Now we can ask ourselves and think. They are convinced. If sir, more, we should mold our life in that way. Everything what we are doing is for the pleasure of Krishna, you surrender to Krishna, you free from moha. Arjun said, Kurushe Bhajanam Tava, Bhagavan emphasized this. Now, whatever you say, I act accordingly. I surrender to you, Shishya Steham, I surrender to you. Shishya, Shishya means, one is chastised, do this, do that. One who does, hears from the teacher, he becomes free from illusion. So he said, Nashta Moha, now my Moha gone. What is Moha? Opposite to knowledge. That means illusion. Everybody is in illusion. Even from the birth. Abodha jata. In the scripture it said, parabhavas tavat abodha. One in his delusion, illusion. Parabhavas. Whatever he tries, he will be failing. When you listen, he is going, I and mine, one day Krishna kick on his face. Get out. Nothing is yours, not this body. Now I am taking it. So Prabhupada was a preacher, his godbrother say, with an axe in his hand, this is an axe. Tell somebody, you don't believe God, one day will say, suddenly God will come to you in the form of death and kick on your face, get up, it is not your body, get up. What to speak of your wife, your honey, sugar, your children, and all your property, my car, my television, whatever, house, get up. You are going on a other side, go for those. This is like an axe. And another hand, Prabhupada will be Simon Bhagavatam. That is his speech. So if we fall Prabhupada, we have to fall. Like that, we have to be careful like this. Speech like this, little strong words. It's true. Sometimes truth is little unpleasant. But there is no way. So we should tell the truth and try to practice it and tell others. Because for their ultimate good, we should go to this way. So say, how become free from Maya? This Maya is Duranta Param. It's very difficult to overcome. But Krishna said, how to overcome? Mame Vaje Prabhadante, one who surrenders to me, Maya Metam Tarantite, Bhaktivinoda Thakur surrendered. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed how to surrender. Arjuna, great personality, surrendered to Krishna, not to Maya. Don't surrender to God, surrender to Maya. That is, Ravan, you want surrender, you want to enjoy. At one, kick out. Everything. You lose everything. Your deep bongsho. All your brothers there. All your kingdom, you lose. You lose your body also. This is Ravan. Also, Hiranaksha, Vacharis, Hiranaksha. You know, Shibu, also. Even so-called Mayavadi, thinking I become God, is a man. But, Kulidas Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, they are following, accepting Krishna and surrender to Krishna. So if you dare believe Krishna is the authority, stop. Why don't we accept Krishna is the authority with an intelligence? Delivered your soul, then you can also become free from mind. Sometimes difficult because we are in illusion, we did simple activity, we don't want to accept. When simple, it's very difficult to surrender. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes it very easy. Take prasad, Prabhupada also, chant Hare Krishna. If you don't want to read Bhagavad Gita, take prasad. I have seen it with devotee, I have seen it with devotee. Come here, the rice, fried puri, bhajan bhaji, pakora. So many other things, I don't know how to say, then it will water our lips. One devotee said, and I say, you come to Krishna, you don't believe all this. Alright, then I say, he's gone on Sunday, please, they have got the halwa, the kochubi, samosa, and the pakora, uchat. Please don't tell anyone. Then I say, then I will tell you more. Then he said, gulab chat. He said, no, please don't tell. Why? My water is coming on my honestly, I tell you. I didn't tell all those harsh things, but Prabhupada said, oh, harsh thing. Some devotee told me, my brother, maybe little sinner, and he said, so don't tell all the things. I said, Upa told me, tell as I say, that is called teaching. Otherwise, my God was so, said, it is a different one. He said, then Shiva, easy people will come and easily they will go. Easy coming, easy going. Then you see, thousands come and again thousands, you don't see old faces there. And see in another island. It's the realities. But you say all these things, hard work, so I accept, you know, it's for my good. He stays, I see. I rather follow, instead of brother, I better follow my father. I have to chastise, that's in my life. I'm sorry to say this. So I think exactly what Prabhupada said is lower. That's it. Now he discussed many questions about it. I don't want to say, want to be a big mouth and say big, big words and all, get angry with me. I don't like to. Some guy, number of people getting enemy and we kept it. They want to go and say, short. Please, tell something. Something, either your opinion or some question. If I know, I'll try. It's very nice to see so many devotees. It's very nice. Though I'm very fallen, I don't want you to speak you, but please take it from me. If there is anything true, then you know Prabhupada is speaking to me. You said something not you can accept. But Prabhupada said, better don't take seriously what Prabhupada said. If something wrong, don't expect me because I am not able. There may be something wrong. Then you reject them. So ask anything, or you have got any opinion. I have come here also to learn. I've learned many long time in the movement. I can learn from your experience. But I believe what Prabhupada said, as much as I believe, I am. They say action speaks louder than words. They say English. So I don't like to tell too much big what Prabhupada said. So I'm saying what Prabhupada is saying, I'm repeating. On my purification, Prabhupada said, he's serving me. Okay, Prabhupada, bless me. So let us say what Prabhupada said. In time, I said, I don't act, he said, in time, act. I'm not Prabhupada said. Yes. So, any comment, is a question. I am not saying I can give you some satisfying answer, but as far as I remember, I tell you. I tell please give that. Tell to the point and very precise, please.
Come.
Short. To the point. What is that? If it is related to this word, then I will answer. Otherwise, not.
In the material world, we can see so many persons very intelligent, very talented. They do wonderful things, but still they are lost.
Well, they may do wonderful things in the material vision, but Prabhupada says, we have to see everything spiritual in the eye of scripture. The eye of scripture may not be wonderful. Taj Mahal may be wonderful and they are going and remain something, but I would rather go to come to Vrindavan, looks like not so attractive, but spiritually very potent. I can think of Vrindavan. That is wonderful too. What do you think? Do you like to go to Taj Mahal or come to Vrindavan?
I never been here.
Millions of people are coming to see, but not coming to Vrindavan. But some of them knowing, oh, there's many boys and girls from other parts of the world. Let's go and see. Coming. Very nice. And see, chanting, dancing. And prasadam, samosa, pachodi, adula, ija, prastha. And Vaikuntha rasta. What do you think? I'm getting it wrong. So you help the ISKCON leaders. Bring people to Krishna consciousness. Here, look, you take nice prasad, a big samosa, and you find, you give up dirty things. Don't go to Taj Mahal, come to here, real Taj Mahal. Krishna Balaram. It's Krishna Balaram. What is that? It's a baby there. Inside you go, you feel that there. Sasan. inauspicious place. Dead body is a bar.
It's no good.
Yeah, it's very good. Follow to Vrindavan. Then you go to Keshighat, you remember Krishna. The gopi is thinking, nice, you see, the heart, one boy, blue shepherd. And he is playing his flute or whatever he thinks. So beautiful that black boy is enchanting the whole world. If you are still at us, it is body and body relation, I am mine. Mine is my sweetheart, honey, sugar. And don't go there. Why? You forget. In other words, roundabout way, if you become attracted to Krishna, become free from illusion, free from moha, nasta moha, siddhivata. So what you want? Better to listen to Krishna's flute, come to Vrindavan. And even the rickshawala, boatman saying, Jai Radhe, Hare Krishna. They love it. We went yesterday for Parikrama. Say, Riti Kishore is Hare Krishna. We can remember Krishna. See, he did for it. Go to Bangladesh, he come. What? You see all the foreign beauty. They are saying, I like this country with the ice cream. I like this prasad here. There's a change. All these foreign boys and girls dressing like very culture, they dress like sari, like nice. Tila, boys, kurta, dhoti, saffron clothes, it is so nice. But they have these hanging. They can't believe. So it looks like they are coming to see. One day, they are taking so much prasad coming to ISKCON, and they don't like to chant, they don't like to hear, but they are coming now to hear what they are discussing. So though outside there is something high tech, some sound to the mic, I don't want to say. But they are coming, and they box food. The mola, but this means that box for samosa, pachuri, pizza, pasta, string roll, jerky, so many other things, very delicious. They know that they like it so much, they don't know. They are liking Krishna because it's Krishna prasad, Krishna not divine. So some beauty things that all these things are seen will change. He said, no, disappear. Say, and coming out here. Chanting Hare Krishna. Yeah, I'm sure. It's just yet to manifest that. I can't believe it. In the early days, 30 years ago, I used to go in disguise, pants, shirt, you know, tilak, nothing, in the house. And then go to somebody's house, again, put on tilak, nothing. Have chanting, dancing, hanging in the street, again. Now, so many thousands chanting, dancing, Jagannath, Rath. Every day, even those hanging, they are looking. So it's prasad, banana. It's from the evening, some. You think whether ghost or something, completely dark, there's some window light. We call it vodka. Student is looking from the balcony, Jagannath. Not blessing them. Somebody throwing banana. Liking Krishna, they are liking Krishna, they are liking Krishna. The day is coming, though there is darkness sometime in 24 hours, it's a very dark, suddenly sun comes up, Krishna sun, and everything is light, everyone can see things. Krishna is God, Jagannath is God, we chant Krishna's name, God can take Krishna prasad, and in Vaikuntha, Hare Krishna, Rasta Moha, then Moha is gone. But they used to fight times, stop. Only Hare Krishna is there. And you see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Little follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. With sari, with tila, and kurta, chanting fancy. I saw in Malaysia, I said, chant that, and this will go over, people will be happy. And so many are coming, you see. And one little boy, he they have got a just to sell. Look, some guy, big eyes with tilak, and he is playing something, playing like this. He is making his hand and feet and look like dancing. and his backside, ponytail like that, and everybody laughs, someone they like it. They know this is all the devotees of Krishna. They like it. were buying, seeing books, some of them taking some now, but some are taking books up. Very nice. With ice tea here, they are being like that. So nice. This is Bali, which is called heaven, like Hawaii I saw, like heaven. But many Western boys and girls from many countries coming, I heard. But then this world, among all sea beaches, they want to be famous. And they're seeing this, chanting, dancing, oh, Hare Krishna. Bungee jump. They come and see Hare Krishna and taking prasad. Like, so any question and comment.
Maharaj, you visited so many places within 1 year, all over the globe. Can you share some realizations, some nice things, what you saw in ISKCON?
I can tell what is nice. He was with me. He's dragging me down to the world, like he said. I don't want to go. I thought I'd go from Bali, maybe. Look at all my time, I'll go to Australia. I said, okay, let's go to Fiji. They like me very much. Chiraduri Monsa is very nice and purely light. He said, next time we'll be much bigger, Maharaj Yudha. And other places also, Indonesia, Muslim country, bigger. So many people like it so much. Next time we'll be much larger scale. Whole Indonesia will come. All devotees. Chiraduri Monsa, Nikolaja. Some places will be Rakshyatra. So many people like it so much. So then, now it's a dark moment when light comes. San Krishna, everybody is happy. Krishna is happy, everybody is happy.
People like the sun.
Yes, the light, everybody is enlightened. Nobody anxiety, tension. Everybody is smiling face, chanting, dancing, and ponytail is flying. Like that, a little kid. And they are selling. What is this? Shaved head, big eyes. Smiling, Shika is flying. So I like it. I said, what is this? They said, they made it. Seeing the youth, ponytail flying, and you guys smiling, raising hand. Very nice. Very nice. Others, I don't. Well, you see how I very nice today. I am coming out of the volcano at night. I like it. I like to go to Hawaii. So many God brothers, sisters came. And oh, so much, please come again. I may know some of them, may not know. But many God brothers, sisters live in Hawaii. Devotees are very nice. I enjoy. I heard Uba stay. He said, Maharaj, Uba in this room, stay for 1 month. He said, I'll stay here. And translate. See, this is our place of pilgrimage. But many other places, America, South America, Russia, so nice. Some places, Trinidad, Guyana, Panama, so nice. And even in some country, for Brazil, as a mother of science, it's a little risky going there. Not very strict, I have not mentioned. Just before coming, went there for 2 days. People are so joyful and surprised. I don't know anything, but they are very nice to me. Ask me again, come for 2 weeks.
Which countries?
Which country? Ask her. Sitting by yourself. Okay. They risky. They say, we call it just selected few persons. It was maybe 25 for the very selected, so that it's not leaked out. In case leaked out, they will throw in jail. Or they will release them on some condition. So he said, don't come to me and see what you do. So these people, somehow they have gone to have an amazing life. So I don't like to listen. Send some prasad again. very nice. Now is Alati, number 6. 7. What is Alati?
7.
7.
Half.
7. For half an hour. Still now. I have got some restriction from doctor. The injection guy is stopped there. Now, anybody want to enlighten us? Would be good to see. That is the money. They can want to make some comment, say something, which is enlightening.
Parikshita Maharaj, in Bhagavad Gita, in 18th chapter and 73 verses, you have mentioned now, that Arjuna was in the illusion.
Arjuna was in illusion?
Illusion. If? Because he told, I am completely from the illusion, because he was in that state.
Before he was in illusion. We understand from our Acharya, you asked for help. What is your question?
My question is, if he was in illusion, but in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Kavrata Goswami mentioned this thing, that jahan Krishna tahan nahi maya adhika. If Lord Krishna himself is the Supreme Personality of the Godhead, who was in front of Arjuna, and he is also associated with him from his childhood, but how we can believe he was in maya or illusion?
Very good question. But Duryodhana also in front of Krishna. So was he was in Maya? No. Duryodhana was in Maya.
But Duryodhana is not associated too much with Lord Krishna. He always not accept and follow his instructions.
And Arjuna is following?
But Arjuna is always follow and he always takes surrender to Lord Krishna. Arjuna is always, from his childhood, he always follow the instruction of Lord Krishna.
That means he is eternal as Shri Krishna.
But how is he in illusion?
That Prabhupada say, our Acharya say, is